the heart of Florida's great Northwest. It's radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some great music and conversation here aboard our stage studio located in the Museum of Commerce in the historic Pensacola Village. And we have once again, a beautiful audience with us tonight. Oh my God, if ever there was an audience for radio, this is it. You can only imagine how beautiful these people are. They are absolutely glowing tonight. So glad to have everyone here. This is going to be such a fun show. We're doing this in the midst of the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival in downtown Pensacola this weekend, so it's a lot of excitement, lots of great artsy things going on tonight. And although it made it a little bit difficult to get here, parking-wise, we're glad that everybody made it, and we're going to enjoy some great, great music. So excited about having this First Lady on and have her on Radio Live before. It's nice to have her back. Grace Pettis' mom is a poetry scholar. Her dad is a troubadour, Ms. Pierce Pettis, of course. Everybody's familiar with Pierce. I've had him on many, many years. And so I've known Grace more or less since she was about that tall. See, I sound like an old man now. Yeah, I've known her since she was really this tall. And I was reading her bio, and it was interesting, talking about the family line and all that. And I asked her, if you're familiar with Pierce's songs, his grandmother's songs, one of my favorite. And so I asked her, I said, was your great-grandmother a poet? And she said, yes, in fact, she was. And that whole story that's in that song is true. So, and that's a wonderful, wonderful song. So she does come from a long line of musicians and artists. And she is heralded in her own right by the Dallas Morning News. She's one of the most talented young singer-songwriters in America. No small feat there. She has won numerous songwriting awards, including the Kerrville New Folk Contest and NPR's Mountain Stage New Song Contest, and she has garnered praise from critics, fans, and the industry alike. The three-time Grammy-nominated artist Ruthie Foster has covered two of Grace's original songs on her Spring 27 release, and in May of this year, Grace became an award recipient of the Buddy Holly Educational Foundation, making it possible for her to attend the exclusive Chris Difford Songwriting Retreat in Glastonbury, England. Please join me in welcoming Grace Pettis.
That was so nice. I wrote that bio myself. I'm just always surprised when people read it. It's great. That was so nice. I would like to dedicate this first song to one of our volunteers here tonight, Miss Enid, there in the back. That's Dr. Enid. So we had a conversation right before the show, and I didn't know what I was going to play, and now I know I'm going to do this one. So this one goes out to anybody who's had a tough year, like Miss Dr. Enid. I wrote this with my good friend Megan Burt. She's a Colorado songwriter, but I met her in Kerrville. Haven't you seen me? Haven't you heard? Haven't you noticed I'm slurring words, swinging at nothing, shivering cold? Heaven help me. Like a lightning bolt, somehow I have to find it in me. One, two, three. Pick me up, carry me on my way. Pick me up until my dying day. Pick me up whenever I fall back down. Pick me back up when I hit the ground. 'Cause you're never fighting pound for pound, but you keep your fists up another round. And I'm gonna take it and ask for more. Even down here from the floor, biding my time and taking my licks. 4, 5, 6. Pick me up, carry me on my way. Pick me up up when I hit the ground. If I had my guitar player, this would be an epic guitar solo. Hold on, 'cause you have to keep on, 'cause you can, over and over again. Pick me up, carry me on my way. Pick me up until my dying day. Pick me up, carry me on my way. Pick me up until my back up when I hit the ground.
Thank you.
If I could get just a little more guitar, I'm not really hearing it for some reason in the wedge. Maybe just a hair. Thank you. Well, I'm technically from Alabama and Georgia in equal parts. Mentone, Alabama, the middle of nowhere, and Atlanta, Georgia, middle of everything. My parents would do the hostage exchange somewhere in like Athens, Georgia, in a minivan. But I was born in Tallahassee. Yeah. My grandparents are from here. My grandmother was from Jacksonville, her family. And when we were kids, we would go down and visit them, and we'd hang out at their house in Tallahassee, and we'd ride down their driveway in this red radio flyer wagon, me and my two brothers, Rayvon and George. And it was really steep, and we always kind of wondered why they let us do that, because it seemed really dangerous. But I went back there recently as an adult, and what I realized is it's really not that steep. Like, it's just a driveway. So this song is about that. This is about how some things in life seem really hard and steep, and then it turns out that in retrospect, they're just driveways. I'm late to the same old party. How I got here, I don't know, but everybody's well-read and charming. Straight teeth and HBO. Start drinking, stop thinking, I gotta get me some air. What's this? Never got the script. I feel so unprepared and act like I don't care. Spin my wheels, go nowhere. Try a little harder, aim a little higher. Most times it still feels like playing dress up in high heels. Like I'm riding down the highway in a red radio flyer. Whoa-oh, 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 hey. All alone in the glow of the iPhone, I'm shifting in my bed. Must be about 3 a.m. I can't turn off my head. Was a girl in the summers in Florida. I can see her when I close my eyes. Sharp and sweet as a tangerine. Satsumas and clementines. And back then everything made sense. As patterns in the paper on the wall. I know I'm taller now, but I never used to feel this small. And I act like I don't care. Spin my wheels, go nowhere. Try a little harder. I'm a little higher. Most times it still feels like hobby horses and big wheels. Like I'm riding down the highway in a red radio flyer. no roof above me, so I can't see the stars, and I won't get there fast, but I go real far. Then my wheels go nowhere. Try a little harder, aim a little higher. Most times it still feels like playing dress up in high heels, like I'm riding down the highway in a red radio flyer. My ride is a radio flyer. Cool to be back here. It's been a long time. I think I was much younger and I had a different hair color. It's good to be back in my current metamorphosis here. I'm gonna do this new song. This is one people always ask me and my husband if we have any kids, and we always say no, but there's one that lives in our house. Because we have a housemate named Joe, and he has a 4-year-old, and he and his ex, Abby, just somehow managed to create the perfect human. Not even in a lab. Like, I don't know how they did it. But she's really cool, and I'm not biased because I don't like all kids, you know? I'm not one of those people. But this is a song that I wrote for her, and it's called Fiona. So if anybody has any little girls in their life, this is for you. And then I'll get off the stage here, the carpet. She's glitter nails and a Batman mask, karate moves in a princess dress. She's a wallet size on picture day, just 4 candles on a birthday cake. Fiona, you remind me of a bird. You're a song perched on the palm of the world. Oh, sweet heaven, oh, dear Lord, God, way. Storm cloud raining on the big parade. Then a toothy grin and a running hug. Holds back nothing, not tears, not love. Fiona, you remind me of a bird. You're a song perched on the palm of the world. Sidewalk. Be careful, be brave. Sunlight in your hair, shining like a prayer, and we call out your name. Fiona, you remind me of a bird. You're a song perched on the palm of the world. Oh, sweet. Oh, dear Lord, God, I love this little girl, Fiona. Thank you.
Grace Pettis. And Grace will be back with us in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live. Support for this program comes from Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, helping people turn their ideas into business realities. Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. All right, y'all having a good time? Indeed, of course. How could you not? I am equally excited about our next guest. John Common actually grew up right here in Pensacola, Florida. And, of course, makes me feel old again, too, because the first time I met him, he said, you know, I grew up listening to Radio Live. I said, thanks for that. it's like, but one interesting connection that he and I had that I don't even think we even realized until later. When he was starting out here in Pensacola, he formed a band called Bunkhouse Jones, a psychedelic rock band. And years later, when we started Radio Live, we had no sound equipment at all. And so we had to find some. So a friend of ours had an old sound system, and we're talking pretty beat up. It was in pretty bad shape when we bought it. We bought the whole thing, and it had stamped on every piece of it, Bunkhouse Jones. So somehow we ended up with his sound system as the very first sound system that we had for Radio Live. So so we have that bond.
I've been meaning to send you the bill for years.
Yeah. And I told him today we were setting up at the Arts Fest, and because it's outside, we don't use as good a stuff outside. And I think I pulled out a component from that old sound system. It was like all corroded, but I think it was original Bunkhouse. So it's good to know it's still breathing. He has had several musical manifestations. He lives out in Denver now, has for quite some time. He has had his band Blinding Flashes of Light. He and Jess DiNicola, who is his musical partner and life partner as well, they tour together as a duo act. And tonight, I'm lucky that they brought with them Joe Mazza, who is going to be playing guitar, electric guitar with them. So please join me in welcoming John Common and Jess DiNicola.
Thank you so much, Pat. Got my hand in my pocket and my money in my hand. I'm all twisted and folded, 'cause I need to dance. I wouldn't know beauty if it kissed my mouth, but the river is moving in me. Something good's about to break free. There's a pillow full of lonely, hey, and trash in the sink. Come on over, baby, hey, bring me something to drink. The black dog's on me, hey. Feel his teeth, but the river is moving in me. Something good's about to break free. never be built. My head is flooded and filled with silt. I wrecked my kingdom. I don't even care, but the river is moving in me. Something good's about to break free.
So good to be here. Thank you so much for being here today. This next song is about just thinking about what home means, you know. I grew up in Pensacola, you know. I guess the word would be graduate, but I graduated from the University of West Florida. How about a shout out for that? I know. I remember when I went to try to graduate and get the piece of paper, they informed me that I had about $1,500 of parking tickets. That was an interesting moment for a guy, because I was like, you know, I don't know, how bad do I want this degree? It's an interesting holdout. But this next song is about what home means, and when I wrote it, I thought about how home can mean a person. But standing here on the stage of Radio Live, it also can be a town and a community as well. So,
my darling, you are my home. From Brooklyn to Roswell, London to Rome, from Tulsa to Oakland, Richmond to Lowell. I live here and love here, 'cause you are my home. When I first arrived, dry as a bone, the road was my lover, and I loved her alone. But then something happened, I got you on loan. When the earth receives you, I'll sink like a stone. My darling, you are my home. From Brooklyn to Roswell, London to Rome, from Tulsa to Oakland, Richmond to Lowell. I live here and love here, 'cause you are my home. His car, and while I loved badly, My heart was a scar, but I'm homeless and I'm rootless and I'm lonely no more.
My darling, you are my home. From Brooklyn to Roswell, London to Rome, from Tulsa to Oakland, Richmond to Lowe. I live here and love here, 'cause you are my home. My darling, you are my home. From Brooklyn to Roswell, London to Rome, from Tulsa to Oakland, Richmond to Lowe. I live here and love here, 'cause you are my home. You are my home.
Thank you. For those of you on the radio, and for those of you in the room, I'll state the obvious. I'm not that old, but I think that's not the obvious part. That's the setup. The obvious part is I'm totally not young anymore either, and it's weird being a songwriter who's aging. It's sobering, except it's not actually sobering. I've never drunk more in my life, but so, you know, you get to a certain age, you start making lists of things that you have done and things that you haven't done, and this next song is inspired by that moment.
I have not walked alone in Sequoia lush cathedrals. I cannot read the minds of the fish and the animals. Swam the channel, nor have I wrote a novel. I never saved a child from the jaws of a mountain lion, but you know. I could love you right, love you good. I could love you right. Found religion. I'm not much of a distance runner. I haven't carved a statue. I have no sons or daughters.
But you know. I could love you right.
John Common and Jesse Nicola, and they will be back with us in the second half of the program as well. Support for Radio Live comes from Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, a family-operated company serving commercial and residential customers since 1969. From heating and air conditioning to plumbing and electrical projects, Peden offers 24-hour service. Learn more online at peden.com. Wow, we are just having so much fun here tonight with all these people that I just love. Julie Patchouli and Bruce Hexel, who go by the name. Well, actually, they have several groups, but Patchouli is one manifestation that we're going to hear right now. But they also perform as Terra Gattata, and with between the two of them, they have produced enough CDs to fill a library. Believe me, that's great. They are regular festival headliners and public radio favorites. They've been described as Simon and Garfunkel meets the Gypsy Kings. And this is my favorite. Their live performances have been compared to taking a yoga class in a field of running Mustangs. They have done so much, produced so much music. They've produced music for radio, television, film. And they have a new element that they do to some of their concerts. They unfortunately can't do it here because we're on the radio. But they have a very visual experience that they call their animated concert event experience. And it's great because Bruce is also a visual artist. In fact, he's got some of his artwork here tonight, all based on guitars. No surprise there. But they animate some of them and project them on a screen behind them when they perform. But as I said, tonight it's radio. Kind of have to use your imagination. But please join me in welcoming to Radio Lab once again, Patchouli.
Thank you. It's so good to be back here. We love coming to Radio Live. We're so glad that we're on air with you guys today. We indeed have put out two records since the last time we were here. One is officially out, and it was released at the beginning of this year. It's called Of Sea and Stars, and it's one of our Terra Guitarra records. And one came to our doorstep 3 days ago, and we haven't told anyone yet. So, hi! Everyone listening and everyone here in the room, we have a brand new CD that doesn't come out for a couple more months that's here tonight. So if you're in the live audience, then you can get your copy tonight. It's called Spirit Wheel. If you're not, I hope that you'll listen in and find us a little later. So we're going to start with a song called Wave Walker. And this is from the Of Sea and Stars record. And we were out on the beach watching the waves roll in. And I said, we got to start the set with Wave Walker. It's the name of a Viking ship. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Wave Walker. So that's from the Terra Guitarra Project, and now we're going to sing a song, and this one is called The Labyrinth. This one's from an older record of ours called Woodlands, and I wrote this song. We were up in Sault Ste. Marie, Canada, we were playing a show, and we got a phone call that one of our family members had passed away, and we packed up all our stuff, and we started to drive home, and we got home in the middle of the morning, like 2 a.m., and I was still awake from driving and very upset, and I just like was kind of pacing around the house in the dark, and I finally said, it's just too late to call anybody. I'm going to email someone in my family, and I turned on my computer, and I just kind of sitting there in the dark and the glow of the computer screen, and I just could not think of anything to write, and all of a sudden, my screensaver came on, and it was this slideshow of close-up photographs of plants. And each one of these photographs, they were so close up, I could see the textures of like the veins on the leaves and the rose petals. And each one of them looked like a pattern, like a labyrinth. And I desperately needed to walk a little pathway of peace and find myself in a peaceful place. And I picked up my guitar and I just started playing. And I started singing right to the computer screen. And a few minutes went by, and I thought Bruce was asleep, and I heard him pick up a guitar from another room away. We had eventually met in the living room.
Take some time, unwind, unravel your mind, and walk the labyrinth through till it brings it back to you. Take some time, unwind, unravel your mind, and walk the labyrinth through till it brings it back to you. And you're looking for some change, but like the desert holds the rain, for a dry spell or two, let me hold it here for you, and trace these lines through what happened, like a topographical map, then feeling everything you know, let it bring you right back home. Take some time, unwind, unravel your mind, and walk the labyrinth through till it brings it back to you. Unravel your mind and walk the labyrinth through till it brings it back to you.
So we drove up from Naples, and everyone in Naples was like, "What? Why are you going all the way to Pensacola?" And I said, "Oh, it's one of our favorite trips to take. We just love it so much." And then, you know, once we get to like Tallahassee, we're like, "We couldn't get here soon enough." We're just like, "Okay, just come on. Let's just get there. Let's just get there." But I love it because it's very hilly and totally different part of Florida and just beautiful. So we're going to sing this song. It's called The Woods. This has been a favorite public radio hit. It's been played all the way from Macedonia to Madison to Spain to Seattle to Pensacola. And it's a song I wrote while I was out riding my bicycle. And we got out twice on our way and rode our bikes through a couple different of the state parks. And then, of course, right when we got out here. And it's just... it's where I find the music a lot of times. I go to the woods to feel big, and I go to the river to let my mind run. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the field to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the woods to feel the rain. And I go to the river to let my mind run. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the field to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the
It's love that takes practice and patience. And I go to the woods
to feel big, and I go to the river to let my mind run. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the fields to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the woods.
Julie. Woo. And Julie and Bruce will be back with us as well in the second half of the program.